stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have a plethora of community announcements for the next month and a half to announce here on the Filipino American National News, along with some music from both the current music scene and some songs that the kids like to call bangers from a few years back, along with some news from the Philippines. But in regards to our community announcements for the evening, this past Friday, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans recently had their election at the CSFA warehouse in Burnsville, Minnesota. And these are the set of officers that will be inducted during the CSFA induction, which will take place in October. And just to get that date out for our listeners that might be wondering, that will be taking place on Saturday, October the 26th. In Bloomington, Minnesota. It's the 53rd annual induction of officers. And the theme for this particular induction is Casino Royale. But in regards to the current set of officers who were elected this year, a person being elected for the, I believe, third straight term is President Tony Winnick, Vice President Toinette Burkhardt, Secretary Guillen Paz, Treasurer Agnes Espino, Auditor Lauren Halfley, Public Relations Officer Jaya Espino. And their new board members, who are now serving a two-year term, are Ligaya Carlos, Georgina Newman, Ling Avalis, Tim Forsythe, Rowena Carlson, and officers who are going to be closing out their last year of their two-year term will be Lyra Hernandez, Vanessa Cristillo, Benji Mahibag, Carmela San Juan, and Noel Soriano. And I'd like to thank the newly elected vice president, I believe actually serving her second current term as vice president, Twinend Burkhardt, for providing the list of the newly elected officers of the CSFA. If you are a big fan of comedy, on September 14th and the 15th at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis, comedian Sheng Wang will be performing, and he has two Netflix specials, or sorry, yes, a Netflix special currently that is airing, but his opening act is a fellow comedian, a Filipino-American comedian, Kevin Camillo, who we've had as a guest here on the Filipino-American National News, and hopefully, if things go right, we'll be able to touch base with Mr. Camillo either before the show or while he's in town. So stay tuned to the airwaves for an interview with comedian Kevin Camillo. But also that same weekend, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be having an open house at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And that takes place on Saturday, September the 14th from 12 to 4 p.m. If you're not familiar with the Philippine Center of Minnesota, it is located at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. In regards to other community announcements, if you are a golfer, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, I'm sorry, if you are a golfer, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their annual golf tournament, and it is a new venue this year. This is at the Shamrock Golf Course, which is located at 119-625 Larkin Road in Corcoran, Minnesota. Check-in is at 7, and there is the shotgun start at 8 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-233-9919. And hopefully with the annual golf tournament of the Phil Minnesotan Association, we should have somebody from the FMA on the show to discuss this annual event on September the 22nd. It looks like there will be a fundraiser for the Mountain Village La Libertad in Negros Oriental. We'll have more information in regards to this event, but this place will be taking place at Cocina Pinoy Turo Turo Restaurant on September 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. Also, if you are a fan of comedy, another interview that we are looking to have here on the Filipino American News is we're looking to have comedian Keith Pedro, who will be performing at the House of Comedy in Bloomington on September the 25th. He's currently doing his tour around the U.S. Keith Pedro is a Canadian Filipino who's been doing stand-up comedy for 17 years now. And it looks like he's set to release a new album in October. And he's also an interviewer looking to have here on the Filipino American National News in the near future as well. In regards to other community announcements here on the Filipino American National News, it looks like on Sunday, October the 20th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be hosting a Filipino night at the Lions versus Vikings game on Sunday, October the 20th. More details in regards to this event in the near future. I will probably be reaching out to none other than Boo Dava in regards to this event. And I guess if you're looking for more information in regards to that event, you can contact 763-528-5768 as well. And if you've been following Filipino American Minnesota Viking Cam Bynum, there was a new documentary about his efforts of trying to bring football to the Philippines and some of his humanitarian work that he does in the Philippines that released, I believe, last Thursday. It's like a collaboration that he has done with the social media group that advocates for Asian American sports that highlights those athletes, both male and female, from the high school level to college to pros to high school as well. Amazing HQ, and you can find that documentary on YouTube. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, and the name of this new track is entitled Die With a Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I'd wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. Right next to you.
that was Lady Gaga with Bruno Mars with their new song, Die With a Smile. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3. Also by going online at KFAI.org, searching the Filipino American National News, and also via the KFAI app, via Google Play and the Apple Store. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk for our first story of the evening. And this comes from the ASAMnews.com. Filipino-American swimmer Gia Pergolini has won her second medal in the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. She earned a silver medal in the 50-meter freestyle S13 on September the 2nd. She won a gold medal a few days prior to her silver place finish. It means so much to me considering that in Tokyo I was an alternate and didn't even make finals, the 20-year-old said after the race per Team USA. Coming to Paris and getting second is pretty freaking amazing, and I'm so happy with it. And right now we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from the artist Numb featuring Jessica Chanel, and the name of this song is I'm So Filipino.
Three stars in the sun, Philippines, screaming from the top of your lungs, like it or love it. You know we all in the public now, thanks to Apple the app and Manny Pacquiao, when I was raised to appreciate. Thanks to my grandma and my Lola, I'm forever great, cause she made us that way. Ask my cousins, my grandpa made me a man, gave me my first job, crushing them cans, and even though he fired me, yeah, it taught me a lesson. Every Sunday we go to church and count them blessings. We all eat together, food is important, rice with a double, either chicken or pork, and we always eat meals with a spoon and a fork, that's how it is, yeah, I'm so Filipino. You know,
I'm so Filipino. My roots flow through the ground, and my family raised me to hold my culture down. I'm so Filipino. I just wanna say it loud, and my family raised me to be proud.
Filipino pride, Filipino strength, Filipino flag T-shirts all day. We sing on the mic like Sharice and Journey. Hey, night's karaoke night, family, you heard me? Dance like the Jabberwockies all across the world. B-boys and B-girls, watch them swirl. DJs like Hubert, Rocky Rockin', Icy. Got all the kids looking at them saying, that's like me. We more than likely at a family party. Barbecue and oysters, acting real gnarly. Playing cards all night, you know it don't stop. Catching up, laughing, cracking jokes off time. You know that got your attention. Every time you hear that, yo, you know you gon' listen. And we all dance the cha-cha when we celebrate. I'm so Filipino, that's how I was raised.
I'm so Filipino. My roots flow through the ground, and my family raised me to hold my culture down.
What I is, it's what I be. Represented with my whole community. Filipino pride, let's sing in unity.
what I is, that's what I've been. Represented with my whole community. Filipino pride, let's sing in unity. Chanel.
My heart was saying we so Filipino. Shining my light upon all of my people.
Nump featuring Jessica Chanel with I'm So Filipino. And we're going to head over back to the news desk with one last story for the evening. And this comes from CNN.com. Filipino pastor Apollo Carrion Kimboloy, who was wanted by both the FBI and local law enforcement officers on sexual abuse and human trafficking charges, has been arrested weeks after a standoff with police. In posts on Facebook, the Philippines Interior Minister Benhur Obulus confirmed that the preacher, who has been on the run for 3 years, has been caught. National police arrested Kimboloy, a self-styled appointed son of God and founder of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ Church, the KOJC, along with four of his aides in the southern city of Davao, after they surrendered, according to Filipino state media. At 1:30 p.m., the local time, the detainees were issued a 24-hour ultimatum to come out from the church's sprawling 30-hectare, 75-acre compound. They surrendered. 4 hours later, Philippines news agencies reported. They have since been transported out of Davao by military aircraft, with the bookings procedure taking place at police headquarters in Quezon City, near the country's capital of Manila, according to state media. I thank you for the realization to face the law. I also thank the KOJC members and supporters for their cooperation, and I hope this is a start of healing. Director of Police Regional Officer 11, Brigadier General Nicholas Torrey III, said, according to the Philippines news agency. Police has been attempting to arrest the preacher and five of his alleged accomplices in a raid that began more than 2 weeks ago in Davao. Nearly 2,000 officers have surrounded the church compound, where he was believed to be hiding in a violent standoff with the preacher's followers. The followers allegedly threw stones at the officers and blocked a highway, barricading tires, Davao police said on Facebook. And that is it from our news desk for this week on the Filipino American National News. As a reminder to our listeners that hopefully in the next few weeks we will be having some interviews here on the show that are either pre-recorded or live, just depending on the schedule of some of these potential guests that we will be having on the show. And I do know that Pledge Drive will be coming up quite soon here on KFEI, and you'll hear more information in regards to that on the show. But right now, we are going to end the show with a track from the group Legacy, and the name of this song is Never Got Over You. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
favorite band. I know that you don't be talking, cause you don't give a damn. And I still hear your voice when I walk through that door. So bad, it wasn't so hard. If I'd have known it'd be better, I would have tried my God. In anything to you, the more I'm missing. I never got over you. I never got over you.